Yeah.
What's up, bud? Can you
No.
hear me?
Yep.
I switched from AirPods to regular plug-in buds.
Yeah, you sound good.
Wow.
I just... John. There he is. What's up, Jim?
Hey. What's good, boys?
Not...
How'd you sleep?
Not long.
Did you stay for the whole game last night?
Dude. Fuck yeah. We kind of got kicked out twice.
Of the game?
Dude, my friends were being fucking dickheads and talking shit to like a bunch of people. And I'm just minding my own fucking business. And they come up to me and they're like, you need to get out of here. And I was like, me?
Are you sure?
I was like, you sure? And they're like, yeah. They're like, you're harassing people. I was like, I'm not doing shit.
Damn, dude.
And then they were like, we need to see your buff one pass. And I was like, dude, I'm 28. I don't fucking care. Believe it or not, I did graduate from this place.
That's hilarious.
And so they're like, all right, we're not going to kick you out of the stadium the first time. We're just going to ask you to leave. I was like, okay, thanks. You guys are so great. So I go right back to my friends. And then the same thing happened again. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even doing anything. I swear to God.
So they didn't kick your friend out?
No. Well, they did the second time. But the second time they got him.
Damn, you must just look like the asshole of your friend group.
I guess, dude. the funny thing is the second time they grabbed them and kicked them off. Because they were just like talking shit to college kids, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then these girls behind us are like, these 30-year-olds are making fun of our friends. And I was like, I'm not a part of that.
That hurts.
I was like, I don't even want anything to do with this. And then they kick all my friends out. They're like, hey, you. I thought we talked to you already. I was like, me? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn. Yeah. Well, good win.
Yeah. It was a fucking brutal game. I thought we were going to crush them.
Well, hey, win's a win.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure. See, I don't know when it's on the other side of the Eagles discussion, though, Brendan, you don't say shit like that.
Who is this guy?
No, well, it's not college football. That's the NFL.
Keep your cooing and cawing out of this fucking chat. I don't like it.
Has anyone talked to Mike? He should be in the car ready to join us.
Yeah, I think he chimed in, right? He said he's ready.
That's the guy who had the most to say yesterday, right?
Yeah, Mike did have the most to say yesterday.
Okay, I didn't believe. Here we are.
All right. Well, we can get started, and then when Mike joins, we can, just catch him up. So I'm going. We're going for a new directorial style today, just raw, unedited, uncut. So that was the cold open of the podcast. Welcome, the champion, Jesse Joffrey, shot this monster.
That's
congratulations,
right.
On your reigning championship.
We're starting right now. You're not going to do the countdown.
No countdown. We're going.
All right. Welcome
to
week two,
artsy.
Guys. We got Jesse here. We're going to do an unedited cut version this week. Jesse, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic.
That's great.
I feel like a champion.
So, Jesse, off of a Colorado game last night, big dub for the boys. Win's a win. That's what I always say, even if it doesn't look great. Drew knows that.
Not about the Eagles.
That's what I always say. Jesse's a champ for sticking it out this morning after probably 2 hours of sleep. So thank you for joining. And cool. I feel like you're going to go 6-0 in picks. So real quick, recap last week. Records. I went 3-3 in picks. Drew went 3-3 in picks. Frank went 3-3 in picks. Mike 4-2. He's not even here to talk his shit. He's in the league. So I know Jesse's got to go back to sleep. So we'll make this quick. Mike will be joining us at some point. He is driving for a appointment of the penis nature and going to the game tonight. So get on whenever you can, Mike. But we're keeping it moving. Yep. He's the dick.
I do have one note for those of you that were following the work of the vice commissioner of the league, myself. I did put out a schedule for who is going to be joining the pod, but – last night, or technically this morning at 12:04 a.m.,
Sean had
his baby, Kaiser. And so congratulations, Sean. Yep, welcome to the world. Another
human baby.
Yep, that's exciting. But, of course, fucked up my podcast schedule. So, yeah, But it does kind of make sense for Jesse the Champ to be on first week anyway. So
yeah, wait, first off,
Kaiser.
Jesse, okay. Like,
that's the name.
Kaiser.
That's the name of the human Kaiser. Dude. Kaiser.
Like the Third Reich.
It's not based off that, I don't think, Jesse. And I might have to edit that out.
Yeah,
the asshole.
That's
Jesus Christ.
I thought you were gonna say like the fountain thing at Yellowstone. That would have been acceptable.
No, that's a geyser, dumbass.
Oh shit. Moving on.
All right, we're gonna move on from that. Drew, some notes on your vice commissioner work. First off, good job doing something. Second off, the fact that we already discussed Jesse being the first guest and you already fucked that up, that's a negative. That's a minus. You know, like in the NFL, they grade every player every play. That's a negative play for you there, but that's okay.
I'm still here.
Jesse should be the first guest, and he is. He's still here. And thirdly, massive congratulations to Sean. Second baby in the league. Who's going to have the third?
I mean, Jesse's got to have one somewhere.
Yeah, but who's going to have the third, like, that they're around to father? We might have to take odds on that.
I think it'll probably be, like, Frankie with another.
Yeah, probably. Also, speaking of the baby, that's why Frank's not on this morning. He's on baby daddy duty.
Yes, yep, that's right.
I'm gonna say Frankie, baby number two, is minus 300. I'm going to say Alex Nealon, minus 110.
I don't, yeah. Are they doing that?
And I'm going to say the least likely favorite would be Drew at plus 500.
Yeah.
So get your bets in.
Yeah. I mean, one might sneak out there. You never know, but probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I've got plants and a dog.
That counts. I have a cat.
There we go.
All right. Let's move into the games. So week one, I lost. But listen, I want to say something for the people out there. This is good advice for everyone in the league. Sometimes there's a difference between process and outcome. I have the right process, and I didn't have the right outcome last week. But if you keep sticking with the process, the outcomes will come. So we're getting right into it. My matchup, Commissioner Coxman versus Autonomous Tuck's new dad, Sean. Sean's 1-0. I'm 0-1 again. Right process. Made a little lineup change. I probably overreacted on Justin Fields. He's not on the trade block, but I have Jordan Love on my bench now just to keep him going, keep him motivated. So I like my team this week. T. Higgins is not playing the Cleveland Browns again, so he's not going to have 0 points. Justin Fields is going to get it in the end zone 6 times against Tampa Bay. Sean, unfortunately, is playing Gabe Davis, who I am so low on. Alexander Mattison got him 3.4 points on Thursday. That hurts. Kelsey back. Who knows? I don't know. Nick Chubb's going to be great for Sean. Unfortunately, I have to spoil his first game as a father, and I'm picking myself. Kaiser, you're going to have to learn that sometimes your dad's going to lose to the commissioner. So, picking myself. Jesse, let's jump into your pick here, bud.
For that specific matchup or just in general?
This specific matchup, brother. One matchup by matchup.
Oh, he's sleepy. This guy's sleeping.
I think I'm going to go with the commissioner. I don't think it was smart to play the Jets defense. They're about to get fucking their titties licked.
Really?
Isn't that a good thing?
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. I'll take it back.
So you're high on Dallas this year, you're saying?
I think Dallas just came out looking very strong.
Yep.
So right. I'm going to take Kamish.
I love it. Drew, what do you got?
Yeah, I think I like your team as well. I don't like that Madison only got 3.4 points. I see that Frankie also picked Brendan. And so I think, you know, a lot of people.
Thank you for letting me know that. I got
to
write that down.
Yep. I think a lot of people are picking B. And I'm going to look for Sean to be not only a daddy in real life, but also a daddy in fantasy, and take a win. Mostly just because I wanted to say that. I honestly, whatever. I'm gonna stay with
it. I love it.
Great, dude.
Thanks. We don't know what Mike's pick is because he's I don't know. He's probably busy snorting a Cialis or something.
Is he already there?
Dude, who is this dick appointment? Who's Dick?
Jesse, we'll have to talk off air. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, we got to talk, John.
Oh, I think he told me. Right, I might know.
All right.
We'll chat off air. For the people, that's a little tease. Maybe Mikey will announce it next week. Speaking of Mike moving to the next matchup, Life of a Gambler rebrand, Mikey Callahan, 1-0 versus Mr. Jeffers, 0-1. Tough matchup last week, Joff, but I think your team's still pretty solid. Deshaun Watson, I think, has a big day tomorrow night.
Big day.
I don't like Mikey's running backs at all. His wide receivers are good, but A.J. Brown only 4.9 points. A.J. Brown's upset. Is he the next diva wide receiver to request a trade, Drew?
That was just a specific incident that he was passionate about. There's going to be frustrations game to game. And look, he's a competitor. And when you're a competitor with a bunch of other competitors, things get heated. But it's all love. Swole Batman will get a couple touchdowns next week, maybe. But this week it was Smitty's turn, you know? Just how it goes.
Yeah, listen, I just think the Eagles' passing offense is a little out of sync, but it's early.
You pound the rock like that, the passing will come.
You hope.
No. You know.
That's what I used to say about the Browns with Baker Mayfield.
This is not the Browns, buddy.
Maybe it is. We'll see. So that hurts. That hurts Mike's lineup. I don't love Mike's team this week, to be honest. Patriots defense against Miami. I think he should probably have swapped that out. It's not looking great. Joff, your team, I think Watson again, big day. Diggs and Samuel, I think, are good. I think you pulled this out. I think you just have a better roster this week. And we'll see how that plays out the rest of the year. But I'm going to pick you, Joff. And Drew, let's have you go. Then we'll get Jesse to go last.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really close one. Different positions, I like different sides of this. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I like the running backs for Jesse. I like Lawrence over Watson. I think you made a comment with your heart there, Brendan.
Nope.
The rest of the lineup, I guess I like Najee better in flex. But yeah, I'm going with Jesse too.
All right, Jesse, tell us why you're going to win.
Because I have a massive hog, dude. Of course I'm going to win. Mikey might be clapping cheeks in real life, but I'm about to clap his cheeks in the fucking in the league this week.
That's more important.
What?
That's more important. Yes. You're right. That's good.
Yeah. Dude, fucking, I'm going celibate, bro, except for fantasy. my only concern is the Connor versus the Garrett Wilson play right now, but I'm kind of nervous about the Dallas defense. But I think I'm gonna take a kick anyways. I should have won last week, but you know, Alex had a good team. Those are good points.
I think it's fair to bench Garrett Wilson until you see how it looks with Zach Wilson. I think that's fair.
Yeah, true. He was a little nervous last week.
He was a little nervous. That's for sure.
Oh boy. Watching Aaron Rodgers get carted off that game in the first 2 seconds was rough.
Yeah. Did you see that he's getting some new innovative surgery to try to be back by the playoffs?
Because he's injecting liquid cash into his fucking Achilles.
He's getting something called a speed plate, which just sounds bad for a 40-year-old man. I don't think it's going to go well.
It's a speed plate.
I'm going to have to ask. I'm going to report back to you guys. I'm going to ask some of my orthopedic surgeons this week if it's a good or bad idea.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a scrambler now.
Dude, speed play, baby. That's fucking rock and roll. All right, well, they need to make the playoffs first anyways. We'll see.
Frankie picked Jesse.
All right, we're all on Jesse, except maybe Mike. We'll find out if he gets on. Next matchup, we have Mitch's Bitches, 0-1. You hate to see it. You really do. You hate to see Mitch lose one. It couldn't happen to a better guy, really. So that's unfortunate. He's playing Frank. Frank won last week. Frank always is good. He got a solid 25 from Hurts because of the cheese play QB sneaks, which good for him. That's a good start for Frank. Frank's got a solid team, man. Mixon, I don't love. Breece Hall looked great last week. He's questionable. Is he going to play? Yeah. He's playing full practice on Friday. Love that. Tyreek Hill and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, CeeDee Lamb didn't have to do anything last week, but Tyreek will score enough for 3. Wide receivers. I think Frank's going to win, but looking at Mike's team, he squeaked out a win against me last week. Gibbs, I think, will be better for him. Chase won't get clamped. Oh, sorry, Mitch's team. I said Mike's team. Chase won't get clamped. Mark Andrews is playing. It's going to be a close game. Joe Burrow isn't playing the Cleveland Browns defense. That's a real positive for Mitch's squad. But all in all, I got to go Frank. I think he's got a little bit of a juggernaut in his hands early on. So that's that. Drew, what do you think?
I've got Frank as well. Jalen Hurts. I don't like your comment about the cheese play. For any of you who play Madden 20, the Madden games, I don't know if you guys have heard of those Madden games. The QB sneak is dead.
It doesn't work in Madden, but it's not the cheese play.
What?
We might have to get the Eagles playbook. It's not the cheese QB sneak. It's the regular QB sneak.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know there was a difference.
What?
I don't know.
Do you see what the Eagles do?
Yeah, they push them up there and they slide out to the left.
It's not a normal QB sneak.
Well, yeah, because they're both fucking athletes.
No, it's because they're playing rugby.
I'm taking Frank.
All right. Jesse, what do you think?
Ooh, yeah. Mitch might not be dying alone, but he's dying on this hill. What? He's dying. Yeah, sorry, Mitch, buddy, you're not getting this one, dog. I just don't see it. You got a long road ahead. You fucking get this guy.
Hard hitting analysis. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Frank also took. Are you done?
Water.
Yeah, Frank took Frank too. Yeah, get a water, bud.
I took Frank.
All right. Moving into the next matchup.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's dedication to the league.
It really is. That's the champion. That's why he wins.
That's why he wins. All right. Oh. I can hear this guy sing. Good water pressure over there, Jonathan, in Denver. Great water pressure. All right, next matchup. Daddy Longlegs. Alex got a nice win last week versus the reigning champ versus Ryan Waddle Rockets. Ryan got a dub last week. This is a good matchup. Ryan got 25.6 from Swifty. That guy's awesome. I don't know why he didn't touch the ball in week one. And he got 12 from Jake Elliott. That's a great start on Thursday for Ryan. Really can't ask for anything better. Alex has got a solid squad. Josh Allen, I don't think, will throw four picks this week, but he also might. He also has Austin Eckler in his lineup who is hurt. So he's going to have to sub in, I guess, Dalvin Cook or Jerick McKinnon. That's a big pain for Alex. He's already got A.J. Dillon in, who's going to get a lot of the work this week because Aaron Jones is out. I think this will be a good matchup, but I think Ryan Tua is disgusting as long as he can see straight. Ryan's got a great team. I just think Ryan's better. Tua's going to put up big points. He already got big points from his flex. Waddle is disgusting. So, yeah, I'm going Ryan. I'm not overthinking it this week. I can't go 3-3 again. I'm going Ryan. Jesse, what do you think?
I can't. I kind of think I want to believe in Alex. I just want to believe in him.
He's got a good team.
Because of a good team, and I don't think Josh Allen's going to shit the bed like he did last week.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, Ryan's looking pretty promising over here, but I'm going to I'm going to have faith in the long legs, dude. I'm going to go long legs.
All right.
Come from behind.
Give him long legs.
He does have to sub out. It looks like he's out. Just a heads up, Alex.
He is at the Great Horse member guest.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not going to get that lineup change in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But hopefully him and a former league mate, Matt Antonacci, get the win there this week. So we're cheering for you guys.
Well,
you should probably listen to this in the golf cart. Collusion? No, I mean the win of the member guest.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're playing together.
No. I hope they win the member guest.
Not that I think that would be helping him at all, but...
Dude, Matt High had to hire someone else to run his own team when he's in the league. So I don't think his advice is helpful.
Outsourced.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart business. He never won, but smart business. Drew, what do you think?
I'm taking Waddle Rockets. They just absolutely popped last week and off to a good start with these Eagles players. And so, yeah, I'm going Ryan. And Frank, you went Ryan too.
All right. Even across the board. Let's move into the next one.
Ooh. Nice.
Damn, that didn't feel good. All right. Dak and the Ankle Breakers 0-1 versus 0-9, 1-0. Nice win last week, Drew.
Thank you.
Elijah got a really good start. Eagles defense 13 points. Jordan Addison 14 points. I made fun of that pick at how early it went. It's working out pretty well for Elijah so far.
Yeah.
Goddard only 5 points, but that's from your tight end. You don't hate it. And then Drew, you got a solid 22 from Hockey. You guys both kind of out the gates hot right now.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a tight matchup. Man, I don't know. I love Bijan against Green Bay, even though the defense looks decent. Bengals defense against Baltimore. Lamar didn't look good last week. Sorry, Sean. This is going to be a tough matchup. I don't love Elijah's running backs. I don't love Christian Kirk, but he might be due. Tutu Atwell was kind of a flash in the pan last week. I think that's kind of a rash decision by Elijah to have him in his flex. You guys started off hot, but I don't think this ends up that high scoring. I'm gonna go with Drewy just because, you know, maybe this is the year.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the year.
Run off.
You're 1-0. Maybe you go 2-0. I'm gonna go Drew. Jesse, what do you think?
I hate to root against my boy Tony Pollard over there, but
are you like a Cowboys fan or something?
No. That just happens. It just happens to sound like I am, but I'm not. that being said, Drew has the cake and I think he's gonna take it too.
Yeah. Wow.
He has it and he's gonna take it.
All right, Drew.
All right. I also like my team. Bengals defense against Baltimore. That one makes me a little bit nervous. But you guys laughed at me, Brett Maher.
How many points did he get last week?
He got the most points last week out of any kicker that was started in the league. He got 14 points, and he missed two over 50. Imagine if he hit those two, you know, and they're giving him the chance because they know he's a fucking stud and he's signed to an NFL roster, which is the most important thing. And so I'm taking myself this week as well. May switch out my defense. Who knows?
I have to say, Drew, you went to it early with the reverse jinx last week. It paid off for you.
Oh, fuck. I was wondering. I thought maybe I did that. Fuck.
You did that. The problem is you emptied your clip in week one. So,
you only get one of those?
I feel like only one really works. Maybe it'll work more than once, but, you know, I would have maybe saved that for a more important matchup. Yeah. But, hey,
yeah,
you got it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. All right. Who did Frank pick?
Frank picked me as well.
Yeah, more fucking chalk this week, huh?
Yeah, we're pretty on taking the same picks.
All right. Last matchup. Phil Rollins Sox 0-1 versus Team Smoot 0-1. Smoot, I'm sorry. I went last week. I said, you know, it was my first, I forget what I called it, but it was my first juggernaut alert for the year. And he lost, which, again, that's probably my fault. Cormack was bad last year. He's 0-1 this year. I don't know. Let's see if he can turn it around. Smoot got 19.4 from Justin Jefferson and 21 from Devontae Smith. Great start. Greg Joseph, only 4 points. Not the best. I do think Cormack's team is okay this week. Saquon Barkley versus Arizona and Daniel Jones versus Arizona. I think that's going to be great. A great combo. Arizona is trying to tank. But I think Smoot just started off too hot this week, and I'm not going to say he's off my juggernaut alert yet, but he's really on the fence, so he needs to pull an out for me if he wants to stay there. So I'm going to go with Smoot, hoping that he can keep my prediction looking not horrible. So I'm going Smoothie this week. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah. Frank, you went Cormack.
Okay, thank you.
Yikes. I mean, it's potential points on the board versus points on the board.
It's a bird in the hand versus two in the bush.
Right. And I've been chasing birdies in bushes for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
At this wise age of 29, I'm taking Smoother. Because we got points on the board.
I think that's smart. Jesse, what do you think?
I think Smoot, dude.
All right.
Pretty sure it's that guy. I want that one.
We're taking Smootie. All right, so that's all six games. Let's get into gambling picks. Last week, I was the only one who won my gambling picks.
Yeah.
Mike said Saints -3 versus Tennessee. They only won by one. Drew, you had the over 39.5. I think the total was 34. I took the Browns +2.5 versus Cincinnati. This week, you know, I don't want to go back to the well and do Browns again, although I do think they're a great bet on Monday night. I think they're locked and loaded. The Steelers looked horrible last week. But let me pull up what I already have in. I'm going to pick something else just for to keep it fun, keep it light. One sec, just log in.
Yeah, I've got mine while you're pulling yours up.
While I'm pulling it up, Drewby, what do you got?
So, I forgot which one I was going to do.
Uh-oh. You don't have yours?
No, I don't have mine.
Jesse, do you have a gambling pick? We didn't really ask you to prepare this, but...
Nah, I mean, I won a bunch of money last week, so I'm scared to bet this week because I'm a mean little bitch.
Can we use the up 10 earlies? Is that a thing? Can we use that?
No boost. Drew, are you logged into DraftKings?
Yeah, I am.
Can you see the bets that I placed? I can't log in. Oh, yeah. Not my parlay. I put a second regular bet. I think I had Packers plus
you had
one.
Cleveland parlay, you had Cleveland minus 2.5. You had Jacksonville Jaguars money line against the Chiefs for a 50% profit boost. And then you had Packers plus 1.5 spread against the Falcons.
Yeah, I like Packers plus one. It's plus 1.5?
Yeah, plus 1.5 you got it. I don't know what it's at now.
I thought it was plus 1. That's fine. I like Packers plus 1.5 versus the Falcons. The Falcons looked good last week, but I think Jordan Love looked comfortable for the Packers. It kind of looked like they're just keeping it moving post-Rodgers. I think the Falcons are okay. I just think the Packers, they might be – they're probably an NFC playoff team this year. Maybe the Falcons are as well, but I'm taking Packers plus 1.5.
Yeah,
versus the Falcons.
I have the Packers up 10 early to win, but my bet of the week is going to be the Baltimore Ravens outright winner money line against the Bengals, and Sean gets a baby and a dub.
Wow. Bengals 0-2 start. That would be crazy.
That would be.
All right. Jesse, you said you're not picking this week. We'll let it slide.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I needed to have bets ready.
No, I know. I didn't ask you to. Just, you know, if you listen to the program.
Blindside me. It's 6:30 in the morning.
All right, you get back to bed, champ.
Yeah,
Jesse, thank you for joining. Congrats on your championship. Unfortunately, you won the championship the last year before we are going to start buying the championship rings. Speaking of, I think the last place punishment is you have to buy the championship ring for the winner of the league. They're only like $70.
That's such a lame thing. We need to think of something better.
No one's going to do anything else is the problem.
Jesse's like, fuck a cow.
There's no accountability. There's no accountability in this league.
Fuck a cow. What?
you got a fucking cow.
I mean, listen, I'll take ideas. I just think that's the easiest one to do. Last place has to buy the ring for first place. And they have to present it to them and kiss their feet. How about that? Oof. So, Jesse, if you come in last, you have to fly to whoever wins. Give them the ring and kiss their feet.
I have to buy a ring. Buy a
plane. It's getting expensive real quick.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So much fruit.
Well, don't come in last.
Okay. It won't. I'm not doing that.
All right, boys.
Drew, good luck with surgery. Jesse, thanks for joining. Go back to sleep, big dog. Mike's picks, we'll have him send them in the chat or something. He's really fucking up my notes, but that's okay.
Mikey right now is ridiculous.
He's driving with a full bone right now.
Rock hard.
It better be the sloppiest top he's ever gotten because he missed this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way it'll be acceptable at this point.
Yeah.
All right. Peace, guys.
Peace, boys. Talk to you later.
Good night. How do we get out of this?